The burning question, what if there is no consensus end-time prophecy in Scripture for our USA because it might cease to exist? That question demands our immediate attention, pulpit leaders, and the body of Christ. The future of our faith and civics hangs in the balance, and it's up to us, pulpit leaders, and the body of Christ, to shape it. The outcome is uncertain, but depends on our actions in godly civics. No one knows when Jesus is returning, but we do know the ultimate trigger. The enemy has so destroyed religious liberty that believers must choose between our Abba Father or the devil's government, the mark of the beast, with nowhere to hide. That is not a fate we pulpit leaders can accept today. We must act now to prevent such a dire future. As pulpit leaders and the body of Christ, our mission is clear. We must do everything we can to safeguard religious liberty. That is our calling, and godly civics is the unifying strategy that can guide us, regardless of denomination. Liberty with free will is our Abba Father's creation and designed for His people to be free to glorify Him. As soon as God created Adam and Eve, the Nahas talked them into giving it up, and the war to the end with the enemy began. We the people must see our USA and the world through our Abba Father's eyes, not our founding fathers, and see our job in the family business, the family of God. God created our one nation under God to be His shining city on the hill, the beacon and refuge to the world for social and religious liberty. Religious liberty cannot stand alone. That duality is where we pulpit leaders have failed so badly. Our godly civics is a comprehensive strategy that all of us pulpit leaders and the body of Christ can embrace. Pulpit leaders might hand off to a staffer after page 16, but no worship center is exempt.